You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your God in heaven.
When I was a kid, I loved being a part of Scouts. The outdoors, the campfires, the knots, the friends, it was fantastic. Now, for all of those things I loved, there was one part of Scouts that I had a very love-hate relationship with. Summer camp. I loved the swimming and canoeing, the awesome adventures you couldn't be a part of at home. It was incredible. But there was one catch. I hated being away from home. I remember one day at camp, I was so homesick. They gave us 30 minutes to just hang out, so I snuck away, ran just over a mile each direction to the closest payphone so I could call home, collect. I had plenty of friends there, but I felt uncertain, even alone, especially at night, trying to fall asleep. One of my best buddies was at camp with me, but we didn't end up as tent mates. We got paired up randomly, and we didn't get to pick who we shared that old canvas tent with. He was actually across the campsite. And as I would lay there, teary-eyed and missing home in the evenings, I would take my flashlight and flicker that beam across camp to where he was. Peeking through the tent flaps, I could see my message return in little flashes of light. We didn't know Morse code, but the message was understood even without some sort of formal decoding. It meant, I am here. Back and forth, across the quiet night, little flashes of light that reminded me I wasn't alone. That someone who cared was with me. And that someone would respond when I needed it. I hadn't thought of this story in 30 years. Until we put the art in the garage. In December, we were desperate to find ways to offer hope. And the candles, interwoven with those spinning pinwheels, literally shine that message. Even the blue glow of the garage beams its presence into the world, calling you in. All of that illumination is an attempt to tell the world, we are here. And we know that you are there, too. You know, funny, instead of being far away from home, we're stuck in them. But the sense of longing and missing connection, that is just as real. And so we do what we can. We shine a light that tells others they are not alone. We shine hope into the world. The imagery of light shining was a regular metaphor for Jesus. In today's scripture, Jesus reminds us that we are the light of the world and that we are invited to shine for others to see. Since we now have convenient switches on our walls with little sconces and standing lamps and recessed lighting aplenty, we may not fully appreciate the truth of his comment. No one puts a light under a basket or a bowl, but on a stand for all to see. It's not just that they would see that light, it's that that light would let them see. You see, many people of Jesus' time, especially the poor, they were lucky to have a lamp with oil to illuminate their home at light. And when you did light it, you had to be very strategic to place it somewhere it would do the most good. To block any of the light that it was shining was to squander something precious. And so it is with our lives and our efforts as a community. To know and share God's all-encompassing grace, to know a God of love, to believe and work for a home where all belong, that is our light, and it is meant to be used effectively. We would be neglecting the instructions of Jesus if we used it selfishly. If we found a well-lit place for ourselves but did not consider others' needs as well. part of our work as those seeking to live God's way of love, acceptance, justice, and hope, as those seeking to live like Jesus, part of our work is to be mindful of the metaphorical room. Who has been left in the shadows? Who is longing to receive that same life-giving glow? What's in the way? How do we remove the barriers or bring the light closer? The second metaphor Jesus uses is the city on the hill. Again, an image lost on us. Now, my TV screensaver sometimes shows nighttime flyovers of the Earth from the International Space Station. You can look down and see the sprawl of humanity traced by the light pollution that surrounds us. When Jesus was teaching, travel was by foot. There were no lights along the way, save the moon itself. Without all the light pollution, a single candle can be seen from nearly 2 miles away. So a city on a hill with multiple windows glowing would have been a resplendent sight. To be walking on a dark night and to look up on the horizon and see a glow was a moment of pure hope. It was the promise that there was something ahead, that you were truly moving towards something. That's the hope we're invited to offer. Let your light shine. That's the invitation. Now, we have reflected these last few weeks on what it is to know hope. We have sought to turn to it as a response to the realities of life. In turning to hope, we are turning away from that which does not encourage or support. In turning to hope, we are looking for that flicker, that little beam of light that tells us, I am here. That's what the art installation was all about. Not just to be a literal source of light that glows in the parking lot, but to be a guiding metaphor for us as a congregation. For we sit in a space of both looking for and sharing the light. We're doing both simultaneously. It kind of reminds me of being back at camp. As I flash that little light into the darkness, hoping to get a response, my search for hope offered it to the one who responded back to me. He got to see the light I shined. And when he flashed his light, waiting for my response, he was offering hope to me. When I think about our community as a congregation, as a neighborhood, knowing that there are other people looking for hope gives me hope. We're all out here trying to find our way, looking for it together, offering hope when we have it to share, and looking for it when we need it ourselves. Which reminds me of one more favorite part of camp. Now, most of my scouting years were when I was living in Tennessee, and one of the joys of a southern summer is lightning bugs. Now, you can call them fireflies if you're from other parts, but I grew up calling them lightning bugs. But whatever you call them, the image of a field filled with tiny little bioluminescent green flashes is awe-inspiring. It's delightful. As a kid, I never made the connection to my homesick experiences at camp, but those little bugs were doing the same thing I was. They glow and shine, hoping to not be alone. Their little yellow-green glimmer, a statement to the world, I'm here. And the response back, a glow across the field, you're not alone. And those two little bugs, affirming and declaring their existence, begin to attract more who see them sharing the light. And as the evening goes on, the air fills with the glow. Sometimes to the point where there's actually illumination of the ground below. You can see things in the forest and in the field because of it. Because there are so many little bugs that even when one goes dark, there are dozens more just lighting up. And when one dims, a dozen others take up the light. You see, that's why I love being community with you. When any of us need to know we are not alone, if we are experiencing a dim or lonely moment, there are enough loving, caring people in this home where all belong that someone is still shining even when we feel dim. And that's all it takes. That one person shining can encourage and enlighten the rest. their statement of hope nurtures it in others, until no matter the ups and downs any of us experience, our community always knows the light of hope because we are together. It's kind of funny to think about a warm summer night on such a cold weekend. But the thought of that light of hope, the thought of light of hope shining, knows no season. It is our invitation to shine and share it. And when we don't feel we have light to offer, we have the blessing of looking out for the glow of a friend who reminds us we are not alone. You are not alone. I am not alone. For I know you are here. And it is my prayer that you know I and the rest of us are here for you as well. Amen.